Hey everyone, Homes.com knows having the right agent can make or break your home search. That's why they provide home shoppers with an agent directory that gives you a detailed look at each agent's experience, like the number of closed sales in a specific neighborhood, average price range, and more. It lets you easily connect with all the agents in the area you're searching so you can find the right agent with the right experience and ultimately the right home for you. Homes.com, we've done your homework.
Hey, and welcome to The Short Stuff. I'm Josh, there's Chuck, and we've got Jerry all wrapped up. So that means this is an episode of Short Stuff. Yeah.
That's right. I don't know why I thought of this. Maybe I was listening to Quiet Riot or something, because the idea of straitjackets popped into my head. Mm-hmm. And I was just wondering, I was like, you still see that stuff in TV and movies.
Yeah.
But I was like, is that still a thing? And it turns out, not so much.
No, not so much. How Stuff Works did an article recently on straitjackets. And I also saw a really good article on a site called History Hit, which I hadn't heard before, but a guy named Kyle Hoekstra wrote about them.
And essentially, part of this came from How Stuff Works, a little bit of it.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I thought I recognized that. So straitjackets came around in the Georgian period, way more recently than I thought. Some people say about 1770, around then. And they're exactly what we think of them today, which is they were used to prevent people with severe mental illness from harming themselves and others by preventing them from moving their arms. They could still throw their torso at you, but they couldn't like strangle you or smack you or punch you or choke you or anything like that because their arms were tied around their back through these overly long sleeves that were attached to a jacket, hence the straitjacket. Very tightly. That's where the word straight comes from.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Straight as in A-I-T.
Yeah, straight-laced, meaning tightly drawn or tight-fitting.
Yeah, not straight as in straight and narrow.
No, and not straights like Ludacris's old restaurant in Atlanta.
I didn't know he had one.
Mm-hmm. They had a dessert that was chocolate soup, which from what I could tell is just watered-down chocolate.
You know, the Falcons have, I have season tickets and they have different themes usually. Mm-hmm. And one week it was the history of hip hop. And so there was all kinds of people that came out and sang during the breaks and stuff, timeouts. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And at one point, Ludacris came down from the ceiling of Mercedes-Benz Dome.
Nice.
Like strapped into a thing.
A straight jacket?
With like a GoPro on a selfie stick.
That's awesome, man.
Like hundreds of feet in the air. It was pretty amazing.
I would have lost my mind with fear had it been him.
Oh, we were all pretty delighted. So straitjackets have sort of risen and fallen in lockstep with the what they used to call, you know, insane asylums. We don't use that term anymore. But these asylums really grew over a couple of hundred years in the 17th and 18th centuries. And in lockstep, so did the use of straitjackets. They were heavily used for a while, like you said, just to keep people from hurting themselves or others. And their rationale at the time was sort of like, hey, listen, at least you can move around. We're not like chaining you to a bed or something like that.
Yeah.
So you can get up and walk around at least. It's a little more humane than the alternative. But things started to change as things changed in how we looked at treating mental illness.
Yeah, and one of the things, there was actually a strange turning point where they started to go out around the time that King George III of England, who was running the show when the American colonies declared independence and fought England for independence and won, by the way. There was a very famous movie and I believe book called The Madness of King George. Mm,
great movie.
I had not seen it, but I do so know good. That he was considered barking mad, as they would have put it back in the day. Mm-hmm. He had, they're not quite sure what he had. They think possibly even had a metabolic disorder called porphyria and wasn't mentally ill at all, but these were just symptoms of porphyria. He could have also had severe mental illness, but he was confined in a straitjacket, very famously, by his doctor, Francis Willis. Francis Willis also seemingly cured George III too, and very publicly so. And so King George III represented the end of straitjackets, because he also represented the beginning of the concept, at least in England and the colonies, that mental illness could in fact be cured. And that created a revolution in how we treated the mentally ill from that point on. It all pivoted in one king.
Yeah, you should totally see that movie. It's great.
Okay.
Like capital G great.
Who's that, David Keith?
No, Nigel Hawthorne is King George.
And Keith I think David?
Ian Holm is Dr. Francis. Helen Mirren's in it. It's really, really good.
Okay, I'll check it out.
So in the 1910s, of course, is when we saw the straitjacket worn by Houdini as a way to like do a stunt in full view of the audience rather than holding a curtain up. Mm-hmm. But his brother, actually, Theodore Hardine, used the straitjacket before Houdini, evidently. And I think Houdini might have ganked that from his bro.
Yeah, you know, we did a whole episode on Houdini.
It was a good one.
It was. Speaking of good ones, I say we take a message break.
Let's do it.
Well, now, when you're on the road, driving in your truck, why not learn a thing or two from Josh and Chuck? It's stuff you should know.
Stuff you should know.
All right.
All right, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. Because in Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. It's very nice.
That's right. And the more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. I'm talking about unique stickers that you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes, cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with, or hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults.
Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
That's right. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now for free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Hey, everybody, it's time you heard about Squarespace. Squarespace has the tools you need to create and sell your own website. Whether it's an online course or custom merch, Squarespace has you covered.
That's right. Courses is a great program. You can start with a professional layout that fits your brand, upload video lessons to teach techniques and skills, and tailor your course with a powerful Fluid Engine editor.
That's right. With Fluid Engine, which is a next-generation website design system, by the way, it's never been easier for anyone to unlock unbreakable creativity.
That's right. And don't forget the commerce side, because after that, you can charge a one-time fee or you can even sell a subscription.
Yeah. So turn your creativity into income with Squarespace courses. And right now, go to squarespace.com/stuff for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use offer code STUFF to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Squarespace.
So these days, if you're not watching movies or television, where you still see tons of straitjackets, mm-hmm. You're probably not going to see them used much at all. They are pretty outdated. Now we have all kinds of different things, from better treatments, better medication, better techniques, more staff. The idea of just sort of the idea of restricting someone's liberties by physically restraining them like that is just sort of an outdated way to look at stuff. They can also be deadly. I think there was a case in 1829 at Lincoln Asylum where someone actually like strangled themselves with their straitjacket.
Yeah, they were strapped to the bed in a straitjacket and left overnight. And when they returned, they had strangled themselves or had been strangled by their straitjacket overnight. And all the way back in 1829, this asylum, Lincoln Asylum, mm-hmm. banned the use of straitjackets. So even as far back as that, within a few decades of their invention, they already had a bad name as being dangerous, despite being considered a more humane alternative to chaining somebody, which it was, you could say. But yeah, like you said, we now have different techniques to, we do have physical restraints still. They're usually like super fuzzy wrist and arm restraints, but they use those as a last resort.
Right.
If a patient this is the United States, I'm not sure about some of the other countries that hear us, but in the United States, if a patient is dangerous or presents a clear danger to themselves or to other people, you can against their will, inject them with the sedative to restrain them. So it's chemical restraints.
Mm-hmm.
Or we also have different non-confrontational techniques. And I looked that up because I was curious what that amounts to. And it is the most like low-hanging fruit that apparently works. If a patient is agitated, you get them away from whatever's agitating them. And then you ask them, what's wrong? What can I do to help you? What do you need to feel better about things? And that this works. You just take them to a low sensory environment and just talk to them like a human being. That's the new technique now instead of straitjackets or chains.
Yeah, because I imagine being approached by like three big dudes holding up a straitjacket is not going to lower the temperature at all.
And one has a net and one has a trident.
Yeah. I mean, it really is a it really is a almost 100% a trope because like these things went out of fashion so long ago, but movies and TV just kept using that set same trope because it just is such a signal for what you're to say what kind of person this is, which is a danger.
I think if there's any through thread to stuff you should know, and there are many, but definitely that we've been grossly misinformed and misguided by TVs and movies over the years. It's definitely a thread of stuff you should know.
Yeah, for sure. There is a company, and I don't know if it was, this might've been from the House of Works article.
I think
I'm
it
not
was.
Sure.
Yeah.
But there is a company in Wanaki, I hope I'm pronouncing that right, Wisconsin, called Humane Restraint. And I read that the first 12 times as Human Restraint, which I thought was the worst funny name for a company that did this.
Sure.
But it's actually a great name because it's Humane Restraint. It's a company that makes this stuff. Did you go to the website and look around?
No, but I did look up suicide smocks.
Well, just peruse Humane Restraint, the website, at some point, because it's just one of those things where you are sort of shocked to realize that there are, of course, a company makes this stuff. This company makes all the bed restraints. They make the safe furniture that you can't like hurt yourself on.
Gummy furniture.
They make the suicide smocks, which is you can't like roll them up like to hang yourself or tear pieces off or whatever.
No, it's a dress made out. It's a gown made out of a moving blanket.
No, I know, but the whole point is you can't roll it up and use it as a noose or tear it.
No, I know. It makes total sense, but it's made out of moving blanket material.
Yes, exactly.
For sure.
And the company that makes these make less than 100 straitjackets a year. They're called Humane Jackets on the website. And if you were to hazard a guess how much they cost, what would be your guess? Nice leather strapping.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I mean, looks top of the line stuff. Canvas, of course.
$1,700, Drew.
My friend, you can get a Humane Jacket for $225.
What?
Yeah, it was much cheaper than I thought.
Wow, that's probably pleather then.
It may be, but they had it's just an interesting website to think that, wow, there's a company that just makes this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But like, what a market to corner. I think the interesting thing is they interviewed someone from there and they were like, hospitals aren't buying these anymore at all. Obviously, we sell maybe 100 of them a year, and 100% of them are to jails and prisons.
Yeah, that's the depressing fact of this podcast.
Totally.
In 2014, a group called the Treatment Advocacy Center said that pointed out that jails and prisons house 10 times more seriously mentally ill people than state psychiatric hospitals do. And the reason why, that's a little bit of a three-card Monty move right there, because there are no state psychiatric hospitals anymore because of Ronald Reagan.
And, of course, the reason they're also using straitjackets is because they don't, they're not hospitals, and they don't have to play by the same rules of humane treatment. So you could still be in a prison, and if you're a danger, or they deem you a threat, or whatever, they can put you in a straitjacket.
So, Chuck, I'm a rocker, and I really loved your Quiet Riot reference. Who else has worn straitjackets in the music industry over the years?
Well, my friend, you and I saw Alice Cooper in concert together in person, so mm-hmm. we know Alice Cooper does.
Yeah, thanks to an invitation from Hurricane Nita herself.
That's right. Who else?
Johnny Rotten very famously wore one in the God Save the Queen video, the Sex Pistols.
Yeah, and Quiet Riot. That Quiet Riot wasn't even in that article that I found that mentioned these others.
No. But they just...
Right there on the cover.
You did some excellent research. You got anything else?
I got nothing else.
Well, then Straight Jackets is out.
Stuff You Should Know is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.